Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two.
Okay, now our next category, Ben. It's a show we love.
We love this. It's time to celebrate all things Below Deck, and here to help us do that, Chef Zarina.
Yes. Yes, Moda. Love it. Switch over. You want me to hold your bag? Here, I'll put it on this first.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, love seeing you here. Yes, Arena.
I feel like this is the only Below Deck category.
Well, it kind of is because Below Deck can take over. You know, we got to like relegate you guys to your own category.
This is true.
Sometimes.
I didn't realize so many people liked it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, people love Below Deck.
Below Deck is huge. The other thing is that sometimes Real Housewives steals the spotlight. Below Deck is a behemoth in its own right, and it deserves a spotlight on this show and many other places.
It's the highest rated show on Bravo, and it's also the bridge in so many marriages.
Yeah.
To Bravo. Because the husbands are like, I'm not watching this bullshit anymore, and then they put on Below Deck. They're like, okay, I'm here.
I can't tell you how many times I've encountered people. They're like, oh, you do a Bravo podcast? Like, yeah. Oh, I don't watch that. No. I mean, I do watch that yacht show, and then I know every single detail of every single Below Deck.
I had it the other day. I went into an art studio, and this man was like, I got my wife into Below Deck. And I've never heard that before.
It's like he's talking about, like, fuzzies, you know. My wife into it. It's Below Deck. You don't have to be ashamed. So tell me, are you watching the current season?
I'm actually not. I've been really busy, but I think I might start watching it.
You have to, because it's the second chapter of Alicia.
I've heard Alicia was calling me, and I was like, oh, girl, I'm so sorry you got Ben.
Oh, my God.
I have a question. I feel like when Alicia was working under you, she seemed like a pretty all right sous chef. She was able to cut vegetables and put things in things. And this season, like, something happened to her. She was, like, doing crazy stuff in the kitchen. What? Do you know, like, did something happen to poor Alicia?
She works really well with kindness. And if you're going to put pressure on her and be...
Yeah,
she,
I think
she,
that's
she
it.
She gets frazzled.
You're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, yeah. You're supportive.
I think everyone's like that, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't work well with kindness, but I know that people do. Like, you know, I get it. Like, I don't drink gas, but cars do, so I support it still. There's a rumor on Reddit, actually, that Alicia is not even Alicia, that she's actually her twin sister on this one, and that's why...
They don't look that much alike, and I'll tell you something, Alicia's twin sister's even crazier.
All right, so that's out. So how have you been doing since the show?
I've been resting.
Have you? Right on.
Yeah, I took a little bit of a break from the yachting industry, and I'm actually really, really loving it.
Really? What are you doing instead, aside from resting?
I'm basically turned into a Jewish housewife.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Member of my tribe.
Just been cooking 3 meals a day. I got a kitten. I actually have a life.
Nice.
Love
That's
it.
Crazy. Well,
it's
don't...
been really, really nice.
Oh, my God. You're
you deserve
cry.
It. You deserve it.
Serena breaks down.
All right,
I'm taking a break. Okay, so let's go through these Below Deck moments. Most Below Deck moment with Serena.
I'm not wearing my glasses. You didn't warn me about this.
Oh, okay. Well, here, I'll tell you, and then you can tell me if you have opinions, okay?
Okay.
So the first one, drunk lady screams at Democrats before Captain Kerry traps her in a room. Below Deck.
That's a picture of me this morning.
I feel like an all-inclusive hotel, I would be exactly the same.
Joe makes out with Kizzy while V is sick and alone on her birthday, which is also the one-year anniversary of her boyfriend's death, Below Deck Men.
That was bad.
Kyle has sex with a stranger on the floor of a bathroom stall, Below Deck.
But I'll tell you something. There's not many places to get down and dirty on a boat. And there's been some very imaginary places that people do it. And I actually think of my season, Culver and Jamie, who went into the dirty bilge, was probably the worst
one. I forgot about that.
Bad. Where's the craziest place you've had sex on the show?
On the show?
Yeah. Have you not?
No, in a bed.
You're like me. I'm crazy. You want to have sex in the bed?
Missionary.
Next nominee is Max pets a jellyfish, then touches his eye. Below deck med. And then this is one I think none of us will ever forget. The poop shower from Below Deck Med.
Waffle stomp.
I'll tell you something though. That happens in normal yachting all the time.
Does it really?
It shouldn't happen that much, but it does.
Really? People just poop in the shower?
They really, really do. I think they just think, we have money, we can do what we like.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so what would you pick out of these?
I think poop in the shower is probably the worst.
Poop in the shower.
Yeah, that was mine.
Poop in the shower.
The poop shower, the waffle stomp, that to me, that stayed with me. That was the most below deck moment for me.
All right, the winner of most below deck moment.
Drunk lady screams.
Yes, drunk
Democrats.
Lady screams
at
Democrats. Democrats. Chef Serena, we
thank
love you.
Thank you, Chef Serena.
Gorgeous. Let me look at my paper here. Okay. And now we'd like to present the third nominee for Best Show on Bravo. Best Show of the Year.
Real Housewives of Miami. Which, if Bravo knows what they're doing, they'll bring back to us very soon.
Yes.
Welcome to my narcissist party.
Finally, someone's like throwing a party like I understand like.
This party's not about you, Larsa. You're such a narcissist.
See? This party is like about me like.
This party is about Todd, you ding-a-lings.
But like, when is there gonna be a party for me like?
This is very narcissistic, Larsa. Very, very narcissistic.
Are you guys confusing me on purpose like? Why does everyone keep calling me that and saying it's not my party like?
Oh, well, you know, like, Todd is a narcissist and he broke up with me and never let me talk to him again, ever.
All right, ladies, let's throw a trip so Alexia can forget Todd.
Wait, can Todd come?
No, that's the point of the trip. It's supposed to be
but
about
But I love
Todd.
Him. I love Todd.
Oh, he's a narcissist.
How dare you call Todd a narcissist at his own narcissist party?
Dios mio.
I'm Stephanie, I'm new, and I'm rich, and if you're not nice to me, you can't fly on my private plane.
All right, well, I don't want to have to sit next to Adriana.
Oh.
Why don't you fix your wrinkly knees, you old whore?
Adriana, behave yourself. You're acting like goat.
Kiki, put my age on the cake. Stop being ratchet, Kiki.
You are too old to be talking like that.
Oh my gosh, she called me old. This is bullying.
But you called her ratchet.
No, I did not call her ratchet. I called her a ratchet, like the tool.
That doesn't make sense.
I called her a hatchet.
No, you did not call her a hatchet.
I called her a palachet.
That's not even a word.
Okay, well, you're a narcissist. You're a narcissist, Adriana.
Oh, so now she gets a party too? And scene.
Real Housewives of Miami.
Of Miami.
Kind of rooting for that show. You know, that show doesn't get enough respect. They're spreading rumors that they're going to cancel that show. Don't you fucking try it.
Don't do it.
I've actually gotten out to protest a little bit more the past couple of years, I would say, because, you know, the world. But you will never see me protest like you do if you cancel that show. I'm warning
That's
you
right.
right now.
That's right. Right. Well, our next guest we love because there's so much legal shit on Bravo at all times that we're like, hey, is that illegal? Hey, what's the deal with that lawsuit? Thankfully, there's a podcast to break it all down for us, and she is one of the co-hosts of it. Please welcome from the Bravo docket, Ceci Alvarez!
Ceci! coated as well. Thank you, buddy. Cecila.
Cecila, Cecila.
Ceci, we love you. Love the Bravo docket.
Love you both.
Love you too, Angela, wherever you may be in Texas.
So, Ceci, how's life going on the Bravo docket? What is the law thing, the legal thing that is taking up your brain space right now?
Probably Wendy.
Wendy, yeah.
So what do you think's going to happen?
In my legal opinion, which is my opinion, she's guilty as shit, guys.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Well, I mean, as my opinion, as someone who reads emails that are published.
Same.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What do you think is going on with the Erica Jayne stuff? She's, you know, this season she's back talking like, oh, my God, they're trying to get me. They're all out to get me. I'm like, well, yeah.
And Kyle's like, she doesn't have the money. Well, no shit. She spent it all, guys.
So she's got the one of the bankruptcy trustees suing her. And yep. Then what's going on with the Marco Marco one, do you know?
Oh, man. Marco Marco's still going. She really fucked those guys over.
I know.
Really fucked up.
So how's it looking good? How's it looking for her in these cases?
I think she's going to get her moment. Yeah, it's wow. coming. It's
wow.
coming.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. She's done a pretty good job of rehab, so it'll be interesting to see how we react.
Because
a couple of years ago, I was like, take her down. Now I'm like, no.
No.
She's great. Love her. Yeah. Love
no,
her again.
Just keep chanting, plane crash victims.
Yeah.
Plane crash victims.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Keep in the game. Keep your head in the game.
I'll remind everyone.
Gas explosion. Gas sex. Okay, so.
So naturally, we have you here to present the award for best DJ of the year.
I'm just as qualified as them. I have a Spotify premium membership.
Absolutely.
So. Let's go.
Yes, true. Okay, so to read off the nominees for Best DJ.
DJ Maddie Reese from Southern Hospitality. Mm-hmm. Probably the most qualified. But
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she opened for James Kennedy once, so, you know.
Yeah. Dorinda Medley. Probably the least qualified, but no one wants to tell her she's bad because they're afraid of her.
And nobody want a glass to the face
no,
on that one.
No.
You just do it.
Meredith Marks, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Wingy, wingy.
Whitney, bitch.
Probably the only DJ to wear a blazer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Maybe me next. Who knows? Randy the Butler, Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Yep. Very qualified man.
Yeah.
He's probably the best, and he doesn't even know how to use a computer.
Yeah, Randy. It's just records. It's, yeah. It's the actual records,
he
but he does it.
It
old school.
Yeah. Riley Burris, Next Gen NYC.
Yeah, all right.
I want to say something about this category. I want to say something. Those are the nominees. When I was showing Ronnie that these were the nominees, you went, oh, my God, did we forget to nominate Kyle? The answer is none of you guys voted for Kyle Cook. He was there.
Yes.
And he literally came in last in the qualifying round. Our poor Kyle.
Y'all hating Kyle.
After we as a community destroyed his marriage.
Oh, he did that himself. Whoa. I'm not taking responsibility for that. If I destroy a marriage, I will put a sticker on the back of my car with pride. Okay, I had nothing to do with that one. Okay, who do you think? Who are you going to vote for?
My vote's for Meredith. She gives out caviar bumps, wears the blazer.
Yeah.
It's very low energy, probably on Xanax. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to go for Meredith just because I really like Meredith and I think she had a shitty year. And I also am impressed with how many people she's pissing off across the country. There's always a Reddit thread like, I got fucked over at a Meredith Marks show because I paid for a VIP and someone spit a booger in my eye or whatever it is. You know, and I'm like, this is really impressive.
Yeah, I'm going to go Meredith Marks also just because she's an icon.
Icon. Literal mother.
Best DJ.
The winner is...
The winner for best DJ is...
Meredith Marks.
DJ Meredith Marks.
How dare you.
She did it.
I'm just kidding.
Ceci, everybody.
Ceci, thank you so much for coming.
Please go to check out the Bravo docket with Sassy and Angela.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Next up to present the award for best fight. Oh my gosh.
Oh, we love this woman from the Morally Corrupt podcast, Rachel Lindsay.
I heard back that ass up and I was like, keep going. Thank you for not saying bachelor, but that too.
Oh my God, you're always so beautiful. It's crazy.
Yeah, I never know how anybody feels about like the past in general. just in general.
Don't we litigate the past on this stage?
Yes, we
do. You can do whatever
you
want.
Like if you say The Bachelor, some people are like, we don't talk about that anymore. We talked to Joanna Krupa once on a podcast, some recap podcast, our podcast, but she was like, I'll talk to you about anything except Real Housewives.
Oh, like, I'm not Joanna Krupa, and like, be gone. Like, yeah, thank God she's not on Miami. Yeah. It's thriving without her.
I was like,
you can
absolutely ask
me about my past. It's part of my story. You know what I'm
love
saying?
Love it.
That's right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we're really happy that you're here because Best Fight is one of the most important categories. It defines Bravo.
Verbal or physical?
Anything, whatever, okay. any sort of clash. Okay. How have you felt about Bravo lately? Do you have any like favorites of what's going on? Any shows that are really like speaking to your heart?
Speaking to my heart? I mean, you just, like, we keep referencing Miami. Miami is gold.
Yes.
Miami is amazing.
So good.
I think it's a telltale sign that they ripped it off of Peacock and immediately put it on network because it was like, what are you doing? Miami's great. Potomac ended great.
It ended great.
Come on.
I loved Potomac this season.
It ended great. Yeah. Like, Colorado saved it.
Oh,
it did, yeah.
I thought the season finale was so amazing. I thought them just driving around that state for an entire hour while a timer got ticked down to them to get to the airport. It was perfect.
Listen, I travel around a lot with Ben, and Ben loves nothing more than proving somebody wrong on a Google map. Loves it. He'd be like, but there is a gas station 2 miles in the other direction. So...
No, it saved it. It saved the season. Potomac's great. Miami's great. What else am I loving right now? Summer House is great
right now.
I know.
How do you feel about the new people on Summer House?
The new people are fine. We don't know enough to talk about it. But, like, you know how we were singing the song, like, what would Jesse Solomon do?
Yeah.
We have to rewrite the lyrics. It's what happened to Jesse Solomon?
Yes.
Like, what happened? He's failing us. I could go on a whole rant about Jesse. I don't know what happened there, but it's
not working. Jesse Solomon has sucked for a long time.
Okay,
that was about to be a new fight category up here.
He's got a good way of making you forget. Like, he's got enough charm to be like, hey, and then you forget the last year and all the fuckery he had going on last year, too.
The fuckery is present this year.
It is.
There is no charm.
And I think also now he's, like, being a Spotify singer, and it's like, well, I think we've just had enough.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, you've gone too far.
The fact that it says Jesse Solomon, musician, I'm not supporting
that. Is that what it said?
It says that, yeah.
So but Summer House is great.
So let's move on to Best Fight. Will you please do us the great honor of reading the nominees in this prestigious category?
I'm so honored to be reading Best Fight. I feel like I'm so qualified
to
read the nominees. Okay, first up, Adriana and Marisol's inter-yacht argument. Real Housewives of Miami. Second up, Cash tries to confront Emmy about Will's Southern hospitality, which is a season-long fight. I mean...
Take that image in. If you don't watch Southern Hospitality, look at that. Look at that
and reconsider. It's the whole season. That's the whole season right there. Third up, Cole McBee versus A Hill, McBee Dynasty. I don't watch McBee Dynasty, but anybody who's fighting with an inanimate object, I'm down. That might be my vote.
He literally punches A Hill, crying.
I've heard enough. Garden Party fight. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Sorry, I'm 4 shots in.
That's okay.
Girl.
We appreciate it.
Next up, Georgia and Charlie fight about Bluetooth speakers on Next Gen NYC. Too good.
Pretty good.
Next Gen, it doesn't get enough. It doesn't get the credit.
I love that fight.
you know what's coming up next. Haitian mortician fight, Real Housewives of Miami. And last but not least, the whisper fight of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Classic. All right, who would you pick?
I mean, you're never going to hear the words Haitian. Haitian.
Haitian.
You're right.
Guys,
you will not
that's
hear
if,
that
the,
that's if
forgive
the Haitian
me.
And the mortician were dating.
Okay,
that would
Haitian,
be their couple name.
Haitian, mortician, fight. You're never going to hear those words again in a sentence. I have to give it to Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah. Yes, the most unique for sure. God, I love that show. Please don't take that show from me. Okay, no, here you go. And the winner.
Did you have a guess?
For best fight. Oh.
Did I say Haitian? No. That's a new word.
I'm with you. I'm with Haitian mortician.
Haitian.
Yeah. Haitian.
Haitian. Honestly, I'm also, this may be shocking. I'm also, just, you know, I'm well documented on how much I hate the McBee dynasty, but Cole versus Hill was pretty good.
An inanimate object's great. Okay. All right. And the winner is. The Haitian mortician fight.
Haitian mortician.
We will never have another.
Killed it. Rachel Lindsay.
Rachel Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. All right.
You know what's crazy, by the way, is that I will say that second place on that was the whisper fight. It lost by 12 votes. Every vote matters.
What was it?
Whisper fight.
Oh, wow.
Whisper fight.
Okay, and next up for best show of the year, Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine.
Okay.
We are gathered here today in this Big Lots parking lot to introduce you to your future congresswoman for District 19, Heavenly Kimes.
Thank you, Quad. This is Quad Lunsford, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Quad Lunsford. Great job, Quad. Great job.
I am not Lunsford. I left that man ages ago. He disrespected the core of my very soul.
All right. Well, Quad Webb, everybody. Quad Webb, everybody. The most respected woman in politics.
That man tore my heart out of my chest and served it up on a platter for breakfast.
All right. Take a seat, Quad. You're just a campaign manager.
Robbed me of my innocence. Stole my peace.
Hello, citizens. I'm Heavenly Kimes. I'm here to represent all of our needs in the government and our mouths because I am a dentist as well and a wig seller. Now, are there any questions on dentistry, government, or wigs?
What do you plan to do about the state of the justice system in our city?
Your mama needs a justice system.
How are you gonna be a congressperson when you curse people out all the time?
At least my husband doesn't have a tiny dick. Shut the fuck up, Toya.
See, everyone, see? She can't be the president.
Your mama can't be president, Toya. Shut your goddamn mouth.
As a doctor who sells vibrators, I would like to remind everyone that we are sisters.
I object on the grounds that man took my confidence. He put it in a blender. He made a smoothie out of it. A smoothie. I demand respect.
See you at the polls, everyone.
Married to Medicine. Oh, Heavenly, please never leave my television. Please, I love you so much. Now, to present the award for best travel drama, a friend who traveled very far and wide to be here, Elizabeth Day, ladies and gentlemen, author and podcaster. Come to me, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Day, everyone. Welcome to the stage. Recently seen on Watch Happens Live just 2 days ago. Beautiful Elizabeth Day, everyone.
Elizabeth Day, the gorgeous.
Let's see how you do.
God, you look incredible.
No, sorry, I'm not having that. You look incredible.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I know that 95% of people here won't know who I am, but all you need to know is that I was once informally approached to be a Real Housewife of London.
Oh, why didn't you do it?
I didn't do it because I love watching these shows so much that I didn't want to see how the sausage was made.
Oh.
And I'm extremely conflict avoidant, and I just couldn't take the heat on social media.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. They would have really eaten you up then,
huh?
I want so desperately for Bravo to bring Real Housewives of London stateside, because we watched the first episode, and it was like chef's kiss. It's what we need. Is it the rest of the season as good as that first episode?
Yes. In the first few episodes, there is a catfight over dentistry. Mm. And that, for me, is just like peerless Real Housewives content.
You also have a
new... It's child dentistry, right?
It's child dentistry.
One of the kids went to the dentist.
That's
and then,
right.
Yes. And she's like, I wrote a Google review about it.
Don't mention the children.
Okay. Yes.
And you also have a new book out, right? One of Us.
One of Us is like a mashup of The Talented Mr. Ripley, Succession, and the OG Real Housewives of New York.
That's so good.
Everyone better get it. So we have you here, Elizabeth, for a very, very important category where lots of intrigue happened in the world of Bravo. This is the category of best travel drama.
Yes, all right.
Are you ready?
The nominees for Best Travel Drama are Kristen Doughty acts chaotically while Luke tries to propose to her on a boat, The Valley.
By the way, I just love hearing your British accent say Kristen Doughty. Kristen Doughty. It's like I've never heard Kristen sound so elevated in my life. Kristen Doughty.
Lisa Hochstein arrives 2 hours late to a Sprinter van. Real Housewives of Miami.
No.
Meredith Marks has unconfirmed emotional reaction on flight while watching Crazy Rich Asians. Or did she? Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
It's an emotional movie.
The season finale, roaming around Colorado, Real Housewives of Potomac. And finally, Stephanie oversees private plane logistics, Real Housewives of Miami.
All right, so what's your... Oh, Stephanie getting some booze. Oh. Or logistics. I'm not sure what.
Logistics getting booze.
But fuck logistics, I've had it. What would you say? What's your vote?
I have a tie between the roaming around Colorado... Because those were three of the best episodes of reality TV I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And when Angel was like, the experience is still available to you. and they had 10 minutes to get to the airport. And I was freaking out, because I'm someone who likes to get to an airport at least 2 hours in advance of my flight. Yeah. And I was like, they've got the flight departure on the countdown, but they don't have the check-in time. So that was stressing me out.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I was like, is this when they have to be at the airport? Is this when they have to have check-in? Or is this when the plane leaves?
Exactly. Okay. And then, and the joint equal is Meredith Marks has unconfirmed emotional reactions. Because in a way, that has shaped so much of the culture of our last season of reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
But before we announce the winner, can I just say, we are here at the most incredible award show of the year. Yes. Forget the Oscars. Okay. And everyone else is getting an award, but I want to give an award to you, Ben and Ronnie, because... You mean so much to me personally and so much to everyone here. You bring us so much joy. You make us feel seen. You make us feel part of a community. What you do, you make it seem effortless, and it's so hilarious and joyous, but I can only imagine the amount of work it actually takes. And I just want you all to give it up to Ben and Ronnie!
Thank you.
Cheers! Cheers, everybody!
Thank you.
Cheers! Thank you.
I couldn't do it without Ronnie. I really couldn't.
You too.
He's the best partner.
That's so sweet. Okay. Do you agree with her choice?
That we're the best ever?
No, she chose me. She said Ronnie went out of Ronnie and Ben, I choose Ronnie.
I would also choose Ronnie, and I would also best travel drama, I have to say, Partially because it was actually filmed, I'm going to say Colorado Potomac.
Wow, y'all are crazy. I mean, that was fun and everything, but you're overselling that. It is Meredith Marks on the plane. Are you kidding? That is going to shape TV for the next decade. Whitney's going to be talking about that in the old folks.
Also, I've seen
Meredith got drunk on a plane and got mean to Britney.
And can I just say quickly that I've watched Crazy Rich Asians on a plane and I can't remember the ending. Am I hooked on Ben?
Listen, someone finally got good at Mahjong, and
yeah,
that was it.
It was Mahjong. Yeah, and Michelle Yeoh is fabulous. That's all you need to know.
All right, okay. Here you go. Best as travel the drama. Winner. Here, want to help you?
Wait, how do I open an envelope?
Girl, look at those nails. Those nails are incredible. Are those like tiger's eye nails?
Those are tortoiseshell nails.
God, that's beautiful. All right, winner for best travel drama.
Meredith Marks has unconfirmed emotional reaction on flight while watching Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, Meredith Marks, congratulations.
Thank you, Elizabeth Day, for your kind
her
words.
Her book, One of Us, is out now. Go get it.
Love you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Is it this?
That feels right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's this one.
In a ceremony held earlier this evening, we awarded things that just couldn't fit tonight. So, please, in a ceremony earlier this evening, we would like to congratulate the winner for best vote.
Throwaway vote!
The Bill Gates Awards for Excellence in Charitable Giving goes to Brit Edie for donating one pack of toilet paper to hungry children on a Real Housewives of Atlanta.
The best tasting substitute for a personality, Adam's tabbouleh on the Valley Persian style.
Tabbouleh.
Because we didn't have a category for most terrifying mother with a psychiatry degree award, Reba from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Business least likely to gain a single customer after being featured on national television, Wonderland Outdoors, Real Housewives of Potomac. Congratulations to all of the winners.
Congratulations, congratulations.
And now someone is here to present Best Scandal, who was actually involved in one of the best scandals of the year. And I think a lot of us are still pretty pissed about it. Please welcome to the stage the absolutely fucking stunning, I can't even oversell that, Katie Janella from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh my God.
I am Matt's over there too.
My lovely husband is here.
There's Matt.
He actually was better at shade than I was. But I will say, I'm the artist formerly known as the only Asian on Orange County. Probably the only one there will ever be.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Katie, unfortunately, we are going to have you take a lie detector test tonight.
And is it a real lie detector, though? Not an actor?
No, it's... Yeah, it's
that was
not.
Pretty shady. And then they found all the IMDBs of the lie detector
Actually,
people.
I did.
You
gave
did?
It to Jen, and she's, you know, an idiot. But, okay, listen, for my payment for being here, I need you to do an impression of Emily, because it's literally the best.
What are you talking about? I don't do anything like Emily.
You have to wear jeans.
How could you give me a size 8?
I've got a taco in my pocket.
Do you know what's great? Can I just say? Emily is talking about tacos all the time. And you know the only housewife that has a deal with Taco Bell?
Oh, really?
Katie
Janella.
You
got a Taco Bell deal?
Oh, you have a taco contract?
I'm obsessed with Taco Bell.
Oh, the best revenge is served cheesy.
With a brand deal.
Congratulations. Yes, yes. Yeah, what's life been like now in the wake of all this madness that happened on your tenure with Orange County?
Well, when I was fired, they called and said that I didn't fit in. And aside from Tamara, you're right, I don't, because I have taste and my husband likes me.
Yeah. I have to ask a question. What's so crazy is that, like, when this whole, like, maelstrom started, it was because Tamara started it. And then somehow, though, Tamara's the only one that you end up being friends with. How did that happen?
Okay, so when I was, I don't know if you guys watched, but the episode of Heather Dubrow's birthday party, I was outside fighting with Tamara, and I was getting her wrath, right? And I looked at my producer, and I was like, you know what? I can respect her, because she keeps the story going. We don't have a housewife without Tamara, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And even today, she texted me today and asked how I was doing. And I offer her nothing. I'm not on the show.
Wow.
She's actually been very kind to me.
Maybe she likes tacos.
Maybe she wants my Taco Bell gold card.
You're like, I have nothing to offer except tons of free tacos.
So
you have to eat a double-decker taco. No.
Do you really have a gold card?
No, I'm putting it out in the universe. I'm manifesting it.
Yes, I was getting so jealous. Like, where's my gold card?
Manifest the moment.
It's my moment.
It's my moment.
Would you ever go back if they said, we want you to, you know what, we actually want you to come back or maybe go to Beverly Hills or show up? Would you ever do it? Is the door still open for you to go back to Bravo if they came back to you?
You know, this season, my dear friend Kathleen Martinez was casting, and she is an incredible immigration attorney, and I would go back if we could go together.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, right on. Oh, and we'd have some attorney versus attorney.
Yeah. She actually turned it down. They called her and gave her the role, and she turned it down because she said, I'm never replacing the only woman of color that was fired.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Fire. Right on. So how's it been? Are you glad it turned out the way it did in a way? Like, how do you feel about it? Because I don't know. Some people try that bullshit line when they're like, oh my God, I'm so much
I'm
better.
Stepping
now.
Away.
Yeah.
I was really upset at first because it was something that was taken away from me without my choosing and I'm controlling. But now looking back, it was probably best. You know, yep. I feel like I went out on top. My kids are amazing. My husband and I love each other.
Yeah.
And the fans have been so nice. So I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
That's good. Right on.
Well, Katie, will you please read the nominees for Biggest Scandal?
Oh, I hope I'm in here. Oh, yeah, I am. Okay. Okay, the first one is Adriana and Julia slept together. Real Housewives of Miami.
That was a thing.
I mean, I record everything, i.e. Shannon. So where's this? Where's the footage of this?
I know, right?
Okay.
Galena
maybe kills chickens, maybe destroys cars, definitely drives off-road McBee dynasty.
These are all things that happened.
She's actually so nice. I met her at BravoCon. She's lovely. Yes. Okay, Georgia doesn't wash her hands. Ew. Next Gen NYC.
Ew.
MAGA Gretchen Rossi social media. RHOC.
Boo.
Wear a red hat, Gretchen. Wendy and Eddie arrested for fraud. R-H-O-P. I like Wendy.
I love Wendy.
She's so nice, and she's gorgeous. Even her mugshot is pretty.
Yeah. And it's a shame, too, because Wendy actually had probably her best season on the show. I think everybody loves Wendy. Even people who didn't love Wendy before are like, I love her. You know, and then you go to jail or whatever. So that sucks. Okay, who would you pick?
Well, I want Gretchen Rossi to win.
Yeah, she should.
She needs to be held accountable for something.
Yeah, what do you think?
Honestly, I love Georgia doesn't wash her hands as a scandal. That was my favorite. I love that.
I'm going to go for the newbie here because I think Galena is an icon and... the mess that she got into in just one single season, especially like being a Russian American and coming here with nothing and working as a maid, and look at her now. She's the star of my life. She's earned it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go
with
Galena.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. The Oscar goes to Wendy and Eddie arrested for fraud.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That's a big one. Katie Janella, thank you so much
for
coming
here.
Thank you, guys. Here. Everyone give it up for Katie Janella.
Katie Janella from the Real Housewives of Taco Bell. Love you, Matt. And if you don't believe that Matt is one of the best husbands on the earth, that man is down there doing all of her pictures for her. He even has a light that he like, I mean, that's a good man right there. They don't grow them on trees, that's for sure.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Of the scandal category. We have a lot of, we're just always getting scandals. We just barely got out of one.
Well, that Jill Zarin thing, I mean, wow, that was a big one to happen. Jill Zarin coming out and doing the whole, like, oh my God, Bad Bunny, like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to understand this? Where are the white people? Turn around and look at the room you're in, you dumb ass.
But it did make me wonder. I started to think about that show, the Golden Life that they're going to do. And I had to imagine what it must have been like for Ramona when she got the phone call that she was coming back to television.
Man, I would love to see what it was like when you were imagining it. Maybe you should sing about it, Ben.
Maybe I should. I know you wanted me to stay, but Bravo said I'm more tone deaf than Luann's cabaret. And I heard that there's a special place where women support women every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving NYC. I hear the Sunshine State, it's where I gotta be. I'm still hot and ageless, so good news to me. Camera's coming soon, let's grab the Pinot Grigio. Whoa, where do I go? I'm an old Roni girl, dancing at Mar-a-Lago. And I'm just having fun, I'm hitting my prime. Get ready, it's turtle time at the Old Roni Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Old Roni Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Palm Beach. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Old Roni Club. Old Roni Club. Don't think I've left Bravo behind. Just because I've moved to E, you're always on my mind. I've got a lot on my mind, okay? There's a lot of things going on in the world. It's a Super Bowl. Jill Zarin got upset. Bad Bunny, I saw a homeless person. He's very scary. He didn't have a job. He had no money. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. Get a job, okay? Do something with your life, okay?
Ben? Or Ramona, whatever you are. We need to move on.
Let's face it, Jill Zarin went astray. Calm down, take a Xanax. Dorinda's here, okay? Well, Bethany, wow. I'm an old Roni girl, but I look younger than Avery now. I'm like a fine wine. I get better with time. Mario, get in line at the Old Roni Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Old Roni Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing West Palm Beach. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Old Roni Club. Old Roni Club. One more time! Old Roni Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Old Roni Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down at West Palm Beach. I'm gonna keep on dancing down at Old Roni Club. Old Roni Club. Whoa! Sorry. Okay. Sorry. So yeah, I think that's probably what happened, you know, when Ramona got that call. Yeah.
E wishes. E fucking wishes. Our next category is best villain. Biggest villain, I guess I should say.
Biggest villain.
And here to serve the award is one of our favorite, most gorgeous men and very, very talented writer, Mr. Diallo Riddle.
Diallo Riddle, everyone. Diallo. Beautiful couture. Beautiful. Diallo.
Good, baby.
Check, check.
Diallo, thank you for writing that wonderful Traitor song earlier.
Oh, no, thank you. And can I just say, as one obviously on loan from my friend Bronwyn, can I just say that that song is amazing, your song is amazing. I mean, make some noise for the Watch What Happens crew. They are so talented.
Thank you.
Working with you guys this week, it was like being in theater camp. Like you guys are so talented. I'm just a big fan of your show.
Thank you, Diallo. We love you.
Thank you, Diallo.
All right, so what are you working on right now?
What am I working on?
You got some
on?
Pretty good ones coming down the pike, eh?
Like professionally?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was your
around your house?
How
around
did you
your
get
house,
into
Diallo?
Writing?
I was like, my wife and I have a babysitter tonight, so I'm going crazy.
Yeah, a boy.
A lot of booze backstage. A lot of booze out there.
Yeah.
Apparently, and you know, I got to present best villain.
Best villain. Yeah, we're in the final stretch category. Here. We're in the big categories.
Yes.
And we thought, like, right. Especially because the character you play on Sherman Showcase, where you've got that amazing eye patch.
Yes.
You have to present villain.
The best villain I have coming up is I'm on the Amazon series Barbershop, produced by Kevin Hart, and
yeah.
I will say this, I play a prosperity preacher.
Oh, okay.
And that has been a lot of fun.
I was trying to point to Amanda Francis.
We're like Amanda Francis.
It's like the Barbershop version of Amanda Francis is your character. I love it. Bringing a little Beverly Hills. Well, congratulations.
No,
that's
thank
amazing.
You so much. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. This is such a fun category. I think, like, you know, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's, get,
yeah,
into
let's
it.
Get into it.
All
let's
right.
get the biggest villain. It's a really strong category this year.
Well, first of all, let me, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I have to say, Janet from the Valley.
Let's talk about it.
Got super pissed.
Yes.
Because she is included with a bunch of abusive men. Okay. I actually will give Janet this
We'll give her the credit for that.
Because that is pretty shitty. But the way that it worked out, we just named a ton of shitty people.
And a door.
And America picked the abusive men and Janet, basically. Yeah.
But maybe next year we'll separate out, like, the villains versus the pieces of shit.
We
so.
Shouldn't have to have an abusive piece of shit category, but we probably
place.
Need one after this year. So, anyway, go
Sorry,
ahead.
Sorry, Janet. Let's get into it. This is these are nominees for biggest villain. First up, we have Aaron from Denise Richards and Her Wild Things.
Boo.
Right off the bat.
Boo.
Yeah, he sucks.
By the way, how great did Denise look on that recent episode of Beverly Hills? She looked great, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Here comes a good one. Next up, we've got Colton from The Traitors. Strategic gameplay hits different when we know what we know.
Yeah.
When we know what we know.
Yeah.
We were trying to get a really good image of him with the pearls, but you know what?
I know.
Let's not.
Oh, those pearls. Can I just say, though, that whole thing where Michael Rapaport was using C adjectives, you know, conniving, commiserating, Colton, it was just like, commiserating's not a bad thing, bro.
Conundrum. Cubic.
He was like, custodial, congenial. It's like, Michael, those
are creative.
That doesn't really work.
Fabulational.
How does Bronwyn live like this?
I know, I'm not. This is. Girl. You know what? Fashion is pain.
When God closes a Todd door, he opens a Rihanna window.
That's right.
just go. All right.
I love that.
Janet Caperna, The Valley.
Janet.
My sister calls her the self-appointed hall monitor of adulthood.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that. Uh-oh. This is one. Jax Taylor, The Valley.
Yeah.
An evergreen nominee.
Yeah. He's... Jax has been in this category every single year he's been on television.
He looks high there. He looks like... He looks like when personal growth is optional.
Yeah. You give drugs a bad name.
So what's your pick for best villain? Or big, not best. We'd actually.
Oh, we got one more.
There's one more.
There's one more.
We got one more. We got the front door of Summer House.
All right, so who's your vote?
This is a tough one. I mean, obviously, Aaron is the real villain. There's nothing, almost nothing funny about him. the front door. You know, I think it's Colton.
Think it's Colton?
No, not because he is the biggest. I mean, like, look, the biggest villain is Aaron, but you know, I come from a Traitors family. We watch Traitors together.
Yeah, and it's like he's the. He was like the villain in terms of like storyline villain, as opposed to like too real. It's like almost uncomfortable villain, right?
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah, because then in a way you're kind of awarding like an abuser.
Yes.
It's weird. It's a weird position. It's a weird position we put ourselves in tonight.
I'm just gonna put my money on the front door and be done with it.
I agree.
Front door. We vote for the front door.
I'm gonna go with Jax because I feel like Jax is the biggest asshole, but it's also been, he's a person that we've been waiting to see go down for years.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Jax has gone down many times.
Yeah, but this was good.
All right. Well, there are a million envelopes up here, so I don't know. Oh, here we go.
We're a very organized award show.
La La Land. There's a lot going on here.
Here we go. And the award for biggest villain goes to Jax Taylor!
Jax Taylor, everyone!
Jax,
the biggest villain of 2020.
Congratulations, you fucking loser!
He's not here!
Yellow Riddle, we love you.
I will accept it in his dishonor.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Love you, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. The Yellow Riddle, ladies and gentlemen! Bitch stole my look. Yeah. Double Bronwyn, Katie, looking good. Katie Cazorla and Walter, the Crabbers. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are killing it. What's Zach going crazy about? Zach needs his award. It's like, give me that damn award. Yes, Zachary. Zachary has stolen an award this year.
Give him your email address.
All right.
All right. Oh, appropriately... It's time for our fifth of six Best Bravo Show nominees.
The Valley. The Valley.
The Valley.
Jax, you need to go to rehab. I can't have our baby turning out like you.
He wishes. He doesn't even have any Instagram followers.
Get out of my house, Jax.
Oh, why do I have to go to rehab? Danny's the alcoholic.
Hey. Whoa. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a dad. I've got 3 under 3.
You're drunk, Danny. You grabbed our friend's butt and you told her, get daddy a drink.
Hey, that's not alcoholism. That's sexism. Give me a little credit.
Stop being mean to Danny, Janet Kaka.
I'm not mean. I'm fun. I had my birthday party at Dave & Buster's.
Hey, Instagram. It's me, Jax. Welcome to Jax Cam. I'm in rehab, and I need my son, you guys. Ah, hold on a second. I got a call on the other line. Hold on.
Jax, what are you doing on Jax Cam? You're supposed to be in rehab.
I am in rehab.
Then why is there techno music playing, and what's on your nose?
It's rehab powder.
You guys... Let's have a party to celebrate Bungie. Wait, hold on. I'm getting a call. What do you want?
Hey, where's my invite?
Jax, what are you doing on Jax Cam? You're supposed to be in rehab.
I am in rehab.
There's literally a stripper sliding down a pole behind you, Jax.
So, strippers can be sober now also, right? This is my show.
It hasn't been for the last 3 months. Boom, mic drop, bitch.
Hey, Kristen, look over there. It's a dolphin. It's a dolphin.
Dolphin! Dolphin! It's your mommy. Kazaa!
Kristen, will you marry me and live in Colorado with no running water or internet?
Oh my God. Yeah, wait, hold on. I have a call. Jax.
Am I coming to the wedding?
How did you hear about my wedding, Jax? You're supposed to be in rehab.
I am in rehab.
Then why are you riding a dolphin? Hey, get off of my dolphin! My mother!
And soon.
The valley, ladies and gentlemen.
The valley.
Okay, and next up to present Non-Housewives Show, it's Ryan Bailey.
Ryan Bailey, get your booty out here.
Money can't buy your class. Money can't buy your class.
So good it's bad with Ryan Bailey. And also soon to be a dad.
Soon to be a dad. Are you so excited?
Also, I just asked Jason and Chris if they had their penis pump with them.
Oh.
Because it would be great to bring. No, also, it is so dark to watch you talk about Jax, and it's like the ghost of Christmas future for those guys.
I know. It was weird. It was weird talking about Jax, I gotta say. So you have a baby coming on the way?
Yeah, four weeks away, we are due. It'll be our baby's first summer of Carl.
Oh, yeah.
SOC.
Are you going to name your child after a Bravo celebrity?
Yeah. What is it? Sheena Marie Parks Valletta?
Amber. Yeah, Sheena Marie Amber Parks Valletta Jr., right?
No, her name's going to be Romy, non-Bravo.
Romy? Well, it's close.
Romy. It's actually very close.
It's Miami. Real Housewives of Miami.
I gotta go.
That's... Wow. You didn't even realize you did it.
Okay.
As Miami leaves, Romy will take the scene. She's gonna come out and be like, work on your wrinkled, you old whore.
My dad was always so weird. He would never let me be on a reality show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think Romy's actually a really cute name.
That is
and
a
we
cute
wish
name.
Nothing but the best for
now
you
have to have
and
a
Romy.
Little Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and I know, by the way, I know everybody said this, but I went to the first Crappy Awards, like for me, right before the pandemic, and I'd never seen anything like it where I was like, this is like a WWE wrestling match where I thought the audience, I was like, people are like tearing their chairs up and like,
yeah.
So amazing, you guys. Like,
so much
and Ronnie
fun.
Played
the
a guitar.
Audience.
I met your parents tonight. That was amazing.
Yeah,
was
you saw, that's right. You got the whole thing.
AJ?
Yeah, oh look how God, formal so we all good. Are, by the way. We're all sitting here in our formal wear. Normally, when we meet up, we're all just sort of like schlubby, you know, and here we're like...
I'm still
and
now schlubby, yes.
No, you're not schlubby.
Yeah, how dare you.
Look. Where'd you get your suit?
Actually, at the Fashion District.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yes.
That's good. That's
and
more...
This was like a BravoCon suit, and I've already gained weight from BravoCon.
Me too.
Because we've been eating ice cream every night.
Good for you.
So I could barely fit into this.
Well, we got Oz on our Amazon Live. Thank you. Thank you,
Amazon Live purchase here.
All right, let's do Best Non-Housewives Show. Ryan Bailey.
What do we got?
We're going to start here.
Oh, I read them. Okay.
Yeah, it's all you.
Next Gen NYC. Southern Hospitality.
That's a good one.
Oh, here we go. Summer House. The Traitors.
Doing well. Mm-hmm.
4 Under 4, The Valley.
Yes, he is 4 Under 4 now. All right, what's your choice?
Okay, I gotta go Summer House. For some reason, I love that show so much, even though it's in deep misery with Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah.
But like, I could watch them make chicken salad and I would just be in love. I love it so much.
That is literally what you're watching. So that's good.
You are watching chicken salad. Carl's in the mix!
He's in the mix, guys.
Carl's in the mix.
Yeah. You might see me a little more. I'm in the mix now.
Oh, a soft mix. Oh. So, Ronnie, what
for you?
I actually think that for my pick, this is a really strong category. I mean, it's really hard because the Traitors just ended last night, so we're all in Traitors mode. But if I have to realistically think about the whole year, I'm actually going to say The Valley was my favorite non-Bravo show. And I'm not saying that because we have Valley people here. It was, I think, an amazing season.
It was. Are you nervous about season 3?
I'm always nervous about new seasons,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nervous. And not because of non-Jacks. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm nervous.
Are you ready to have Brittany date on camera?
I'm so excited to see a new chapter for Brittany. I'm ready for a different, like,
shots.
I'm ready for, like, tears
shots,
over
shots,
a different
shots.
Guy. Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Let's find out
okay.
The best here non-Housewife show. What do you guys all think it's going to be?
Follow me down into the dead of night, yeah. Where all the flowers bloom. The Trainers!
The Trainers! I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing show. Thank you so much, Ryan Bailey.
Ryan Bailey, we love you, buddy. All right, Ryan Bailey.
All right, we're getting into one of our big... We're getting to the real big categories now. We only have a few left.
Yes, everybody. We know you're so patient out there. We love you so much.
You guys are really patient.
Okay, next up to present best Bravo moment of favorite two judgy girls, Courtney and Mary.
Two judgy girls, everyone.
Just grab a chair. Oh, let me grab a chair. Here, take mine.
Take a chair. We'll get another one. Ronnie's getting the other chair in the meantime. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Crappies. If you guys are not subscribed to Two Judgy Girls, you should be, because they are fabulous. How is it going for you tonight?
What a blast.
What a
blast. I'm having the best time.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We had so much fun with you at BravoCon.
Literally a dream.
What was your favorite part of BravoCon, by the way?
Can we talk about day zero? Day zero was probably the craziest night that we've ever had. Literally no expectations, met all of these Bravo Lebs. I was like, I could go home now. I couldn't, but I could.
Yeah.
Was there a Bravo celebrity that like really stood out to you that you met?
Joe Gorga.
He double Dutch for us without the ropes.
What? He was my everything. He's like, you got to talk to your family. It's about the family. Just adore him.
Can I say something? Last weekend, we went down to Miami. As some of you guys may have heard this, but we went down to Miami, and I was just sitting there on a lounger, and who walks by are Joe and Melissa Gorga.
No. Was Backgrid following them?
What'd you say?
Backgrid, the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Seemingly, they're always having Backgrid follow them in Miami specifically.
So I felt very lucky. And then the next day, we just ran into on the street Lisa Hochstein. So that felt very special. That was like BravoCon for us last weekend.
Wow.
Where are the photos? Because I heard they're on her phone.
Lisa Hochstein took... We took a selfie with Lisa Hochstein. It's on her phone. We messaged her, hey... So great running into you. Could you send us the photo? And she goes, yes, loves. And that was it.
That's all we got.
And the
same thing happened
else?
At BravoCon. She came up and she's like, oh my God, why you do my voice like that? And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, let's take a picture. Never sent it to me. I mean, what the hell?
Her face tune wasn't working that day.
I guess. Her face actually looks face tuned in real life. Like, I don't think she uses a filter.
That's like Mora.
Yeah.
Mora.
Mora.
Let's get into most memorable moment,
right,
shall we?
Most memorable moment, ladies. Take it away, would you?
All right. Let's do this. Adriana accuses Julia of sleeping with a Haitian mortician. It's of Miami.
Jax gets fired, goes to fake rehab, gets fired again. The Valley.
Paige dumps Craig, Summer House.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City / Below Deck Down Under crossover.
Sandoval sings doll songs over the phone. The Traitors. Yeah, no, yeah, no.
That is a good one.
That was ad-libbed.
And finally...
Zach stands up to Jax at Benji's party, The Valley.
All right. Who do you guys want?
Who do I want? I think I want Paige dumps Craig, because why, Mary? Craig is what?
the biggest gaslighter on Bravo TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I've said it for weeks now.
Yeah.
I like the Sandoval sings doll songs over the phone. Can you please repeat that again?
All
right, let's see who the people voted for most memorable moment.
And the winner is Adriana accuses Julia of sleeping with a Haitian mortician donating coffee maker.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Adriana's killing it today. Congratulations,
for the Miami
girls.
Where's the sponsorship?
Seriously.
I know,
like, where's
right?
Nespresso? Where's Mr. Coffee?
Or funeral homes.
She's Phaedra, where are you?
She's got it all. Courtney and Mary, we love
Thank
you guys.
You very
Thank
much.
You for being here.
Yes, we love you guys.
Love you.
Celebrate good times. Come on. It's up to you.
Yeah. No, he is.
Oh, this is
all right, let's please welcome Jake back to the piano. Sorry.
All right, you guys. We're very close to the end of the show, but before we close out the show, you know, we would like to take a moment to reflect on those who are no longer on Bravo.
And, you know, whenever we do this, we'd like to have something really special sung because there's been a lot of loss this year. So today we have the beautiful
Jennifer Tilly, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So long, a beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. More I am.
Mia. Bryn. Raquel. JT. Gabby. Britt. Will. Austin. Jacqueline. Becky Minkoff. Sweet Tea. Ryan. Taylor. Imrul. Bailey, Lexi, all these below deck people, TJ, Gretchers, Jill Zarin, Nicki Minaj hosting reunions, Jax, Jax's Bar, Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Rhodey Reboot, Denise's Lizard, Masha's Chickens, Uni, Emily's Stylist, Georgia and Omar, Michelle and Aaron, Ariana and Hudson, Quad and King, Sienna and Shep, Ralph and the Upstairs, Joel and Shannon, Lisa and Jody, MJ and Tommy, Bronwyn and Todd, Katie Janella, Uba Hassan, Jenna Lyons, Jen, Aiden, Avi, Paige DeSorbo, Garcelle Beauvais, Kai Manda, Candy and Todd. Miss Jennifer Tilly.
Thank you. But in all seriousness, we didn't want to add this into a jokey thing, but obviously we're heartbroken about Robert Cosby Jr.
So sending all of our love
to you, Mary Cosby.
Mary Cosby. Let's send it all from this room to Mary Cosby.
Rest in peace, sweet Robert. Oh my gosh, Jennifer Tilly though, seriously.
Oh, what a get.
And also, what a babe.
All right, it's our second biggest category of the night, and we had to bring someone who's been at every Crappies in some form or another for the past several years. Please welcome to the stage the host of Love Island USA, Ariana Madix.
Gentlemen.
Ariana.
Wow. Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
An icon.
Hi, guys.
We love you.
So, life has changed quite a bit since the last time you were here, ma'am.
How are you?
Do you remember that time we had the Crappies in the most torrential downpour?
Yes.
I will never forget
what
that.
What a time
they
that
called
was.
It the LA Blizzard, and there were literally cars floating down the street.
Yes.
Remember we walked outside and there were like cars going down the street?
Yeah.
It was also 3 days before
and
scandal happened
like 3 days later. Yeah.
So it was a great luck year all the way around. So good to see you. You're killing it.
Thank you. You guys, yes. Putting me at the end of the show has given me so much time at the open bar tab upstairs.
Good for you.
So it's been quite fun.
Ariana, we feel like we are your aunts, and we've watched you grow up through the years, and I actually think it's so amazing that you host Love Island now. That you went from fan to host. And on top of that, you're like a good host.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's the most fun job ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're back. You've been here for a couple of months now. You've actually had a break because you were doing one after the other, right? You were doing Love Island
and
the Games.
Yeah, then Games. And Games was insane. I was there every single day hosting challenges. And challenges, when you watch the show, it looks like it happened in maybe like 2 hours. No, that's just like 12 hours sometimes.
Really?
And I'm like, they're in granted, they're covered in slime and making out with everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm in fucking heels, yo, for like 12 hours. And sometimes I get a little bit of slime too. Like, it's intense.
Do they still have you do like the full, like, dress and like glamour shots where you're walking really slowly and it's like, here comes Ariana, and you're like, like really slow, takes 10 minutes to walk in. Do they still do that on
Yes,
games?
Of course.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, we couldn't not do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to do it.
I love it. When you say how the challenges take 12 hours, the reason why I know that is because there was that one challenge, like, I think it was like last year maybe, where Paige DeSorbo was like a guest. And
it
was like, your guest, Paige DeSorbo. And she asked like three questions, like, what's like the funnest thing you would do with your partner? And she asked like three questions, and then all of a sudden I was like, Paige DeSorbo had to leave. I was like, oh, they were shooting this for 8 hours. And Paige is like, I've got to go.
I feel so bad because the area where we do all the challenges is up on a hill. So it's like wildly hotter than down in the villa. And then she had to do like lumberjack theme.
Yes.
So she was in suede. So like everything was just working against her in that moment to give her just a full-blown heat stroke.
Yeah.
Was it surreal the first time you got into the villa and you were like, wow, somehow I went from being a fan and now I'm like somehow in charge of this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I did a couple of guest hosts during season 5. And when I first walked in the villa, I was like, oh, it's real. And they kind of just, I mean, they set you up for success, but it's there's nothing that can prepare you for it because you can't do a dress rehearsal because the islanders are living in there and there's cameras everywhere. So it's a little bit of, you know, here's a bit of the script, here's a bit of what you're doing. Okay, now go walk down this hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
I was like, I was terrified. And those wood decks are not even.
I know, and they put you in like serious hills.
Yeah, I have to like, it's like, you know that meme of Rihanna and the heel is just almost going through the New York City grate? It's that every single time. Every time.
Stilettos.
It's harrowing. Well, we have loved you for a long time, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Thank you for supporting us.
I love you guys so fucking much. This is, I know it's award season in L.A. This is the award show that fucking matters.
And we really.
This is the one.
How many times has she done this, though?
I know, honestly, like, if you've not been able to come, you've always sent in a video. We've loved watching your star rise over
the past
few years.
Every time.
It's amazing. Every time, whether it's in New York or wherever, we are so proud of you.
I love you guys. We still have to do our Hot Honey Rag musical number one of these days.
Oh, hell yeah. I know. We were supposed to do it last year, and you were busy.
Look out, guys.
We did it anyway, though. We'll figure it out. Okay, let's read them off, Ariana.
All right, let's get down to business.
Robo Liberty of the Year.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Gabby Windy, the Traitors. I love Gabby.
I love her.
Gabby's great.
Oh, she's so funny. Okay, Jennifer Tilly, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's very popular. Okay, I think my personal favorite, Kristen Doty, The Valley.
Seriously.
We love her.
We love Doty.
Paige DeSorbo, Summer House. Rob Roush, The Traitors. Love Island, USA.
Isn't it Rob Roush?
No. This one's Rush.
Stacey.
Oh.
Rush.
Oh, Stacey.
Real Housewives of Potomac. And Zach Wickham, The Valley. Wow. Bravo Liberty of the Year.
Who are you going to pick?
Who am I going to pick? Listen, my close personal friend, Kristen Doty. I can't not pick Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen had a good one. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Bravo Liberty of the Year. I better hear a drum roll. I want to hear a drum roll.
Drum roll, Jake. Drake.
I think Ariana should get it again.
Yeah, Ariana wins.
Wow! Stacey Rush, Real Housewives of the Potomac!
Amazing!
Nice. That's congratulations, amazing. Stacey Rush. And thank you very much, Ariana Maddox. Oh,
give it up for Ariana Maddox.
I'm going to trip over my skirt.
Thank you.
I know. Close to living. Yes. Oh, they will be spray painted again, my friend. I just got lucky on Temu recently. All right. And now for our final nomination for the best show of the year, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Welcome aboard Motor Yacht Katina. We hope to make you wet.
Oh, you've already made me wet, Captain Jason.
You had sex with Captain Jason?
Not sex, we made love.
Oh, we didn't, though.
To a buffet, we love eating as friends.
I want to go to your buffet, Captain.
The buffet is closed.
Sorry, I'm late to the cast trip.
Captain, we have a problem. Our pool floaty is talking.
That's not a pool floaty, that's a lady. She's just wearing a pool floaty.
You exploited the pool floaty.
It's called fashion, and someone has been leaking stories about me being a felon.
I didn't leak anything. Why is everybody always blaming me for stuff? So I'm friends with news corporations. I'm not allowed to talk to my friends anymore.
If there's any criminal here, it's you, Lisa Barlow. You have lawsuits against you.
Case dismissed. Go dick sucker.
Lisa, you think you're better than everyone else here.
Yeah, but so does Blake Lively. So, you know what? Take it up with Blake Lively then. Do you need her number? I have it. I have it if you need it.
Wait. Meredith got wasted and attacked Brittany on an airplane.
How dare you? You are disgusting.
We all saw it, Meredith. The entire sisterhood. You stabbed Brittany in the face on the plane.
I was watching Crazy Rich Asians. It couldn't have been me.
I am Greek. You started her on fire on the airplane. We all saw. Yeah, she was. I watched it with her. Kaisas must.
Oh, yeah, you watched Crazy Rich Asians? Then how did it end, Meredith?
Well, the crazy one told the Asian one to stop talking about my husband.
That was Rambo.
Fine. Well, the Asian one told the rich one that Britney is disgusting.
That's E.T.
Okay, I'll give you a hint, Meredith. The captain fell in love with the Latter-day Saints tell-all celebrity.
That did not happen.
Fell in love with her book, out now.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm upset too. What about me?
Shut up, Brittany. And scene.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Well, everyone.
Did they quit?
Get back up here, Katie.
Get back up here.
What are you, in a union now? You don't get a break. Get your ass back up here.
Okay, and now for the final category of the night.
Bring presented by us. So take that.
All right, guys, this is a big one. You have been the most patient crowd of all time. We love you.
Holy.
All right, let's get her done. Best Bravo show of the year.
Married to Medicine Daddy.
Next Gen New York City.
Real Housewives of Miami.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Summer House, all right, Summer House.
And the Valley.
All right, and the winner is... Oh, I kicked him off. It's okay. Are you sure?
The winner...
The
winner of Best Bravo Show of the Year is...
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City! All right, everybody, thank you so much for being here. It's been an amazing year. We look forward to seeing you in 2027. Thank you, Walter and Katie, the beautiful Jake, all of our guests, and everybody here helping us out tonight, these gorgeous eyebrow twins, Chris and Jason. Come
thank
take
you.
Them
Come
out,
on
boys.
Up here, guys.
Thank you to Hobby Lobby. Thank you to Hobby Lobby.
All right, Katie, close us out.
Thank you guys for coming, and thank you all for coming to Watch What Grabbins, the Golden Grabbins. Good night, everyone!
Watch what grabbins, who cares what happens when there's so much that grabbins? Thank you, Hobby Lobby, for my helping. Who cares what happens when there's so much that grabs?
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.